This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Here's a 1-0 to Frelick. Swinging a bouncer on to third. Hayes gloves. Throw to first. Got him. 7 no-hit innings for Paul Skenes in Milwaukee. On this Thursday afternoon, the all-star rookie of the Pirates getting applause from the Brewers fans. That's how well he has pitched today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Herry-Kellis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. This is a big one. It's an interesting conversation. Paul Skenes pitched 7 no-hit innings. Colin Holderman pitched in the 8th, gave up a hit. But then Chapman pitched the 9th. Unscathed. Pirates won 1-0. Osmani Grandal got the game-winning hit late. Pirates scored the bare minimum to win a game. They got one run across in a game where Paul Skenes was throwing a no-hitter. Then the back end of the bullpen, Holderman and Chapman shut it down. But there's a bit to dissect from this game. Should Paul Skenes have gone as far as he could without giving up a hit? I know there are many that have argued over the years, especially when the Pirates, when baseball had those 7-inning games during the season, keep it brief during the COVID years, you know, how many no-hitters were broken up in the 8th and 9th innings? Would he have even been able to go the distance if they let him go the distance? Would he have been able to be a part of history? On the flip side, you usually want to give him the chance, right? There's that group that argues, we'll give him a chance anyhow. It's exciting. Pirates haven't had a no-hitter thrown by a single pitcher since John Candelaria. They haven't had a no-hitter at all in a shorter amount of time. It was a combined no-hitter. And this is where we sit right now. And this is, I'm trying to figure out exactly how I want to dissect this, because I hate criticizing a team for winning a baseball game. But it kind of feels like when the Tigers had Armando Galarraga back in 2010 throw that perfect game that wasn't the infamous imperfect game. And it's like, you won the game, that's awesome, but you really wanted the perfect game, and the guy seemed like you're in the perfect game. With Paul Skenes, he didn't even get the chance to get there, but the way he was dealing, He tied his career high for strikeouts. He had 11. It could have been nice to see him go over that mark and have a shot as he seems to be evolving into the best pitcher in the current Major League Baseball. It's really, again, it's difficult for me to criticize this team for winning a game and winning a series. But I think there's an argument to be made, really, that this team, this Pirates team, should have let Paul Skenes go for the whole thing, especially with how it turned out. Brewers ended up not scoring any runs. I don't think they would have been any more likely to score against Paul Skenes in the later two innings. And even if he gives up a hit, then you take him out immediately. Colin Holderman comes in, gives up a hit anyhow, and he's still likely to get out of it. Chapman pitched the ninth. I know there's a butterfly effect as well, where, you know, maybe if one thing happens a certain way, you know, fine, it's whatever. You know, maybe something else happens, and, you know, maybe something happens differently. And it's nice to get that win, but I'll talk about why I think what I think here in a bit. But you can call as well, 412-928-9370. You heard my phone go off, and I feel like after that I should remind you that you can call me, 412-928-9370. Call me at any point. You can also hit me up on X at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. So you talk to me on X. Give me a call. There are some clips I want to play for you as well, because I think that they're important to hear. Derek Shelton spoke. So here was the first thing. So I was following this last night. So I heard that Colin Holderman gave up the hit in the eighth, and I was disappointed. You know, I wanted to see the no-hitter. We all want to see the no-hitter. Then the next concern is, did they win the game? Found out they won the game. Now we've got post-game press conferences. And now there's the thought, okay, so what was going on in that situation? Obviously, they're going to be asked questions about Skenes and how he was feeling. And here's what Shelton said on why he pulled Paul Skenes. Here was his explanation.
How tough of a choice was it for you to bring Holdy in for the eighth?
Not at all. He was tired. I mean, it was, you know, it didn't have anything to do with the pitch count. Everybody makes it about pitch counts. It was about where he was at. It was about, you know, trusting your eyes, trusting him. When I went and talked to him after that, I mean, he was tired. They did a good job of wearing him down. And, I mean, he gave us everything he had.
Not to push back, I mean, what did you see that indicated that he was tired?
I think the stuff and just how his body was reacting. I mean, even after the sixth, we could tell he was getting a little bit tired. I think it's the first time we've seen it. I mean, the volume he's had, but you know, overall, the fact that he was able to go back, get through the seventh, it was really impressive. He did a great job.
Okay, he was tired. We saw signs. We talked to him. He was tired. So Derek Shelton assesses that Paul Skenes is tired. Okay, so you hear that. All right, reasonable explanation enough. Guy's tired, guy can't go the complete game. From the manager's perspective. But then Paul Skenes, you hear Paul Skenes. He does his press conference by his locker. And Paul Skenes says these words.
Paul, was there any part of you that wanted to go back out?
Yeah, I mean, definitely wanted to finish it. But, you know, throwing every 6 days, 5 days, whatever it is now, definitely understand that side of it.
Okay. He's throwing every 5 days, 6 days, or whatever. I understand that. I wanted to finish it, but they got me on a program, so whatever. And now that's where. Now, I already had somebody tweet at me or ex-post me, whatever you want to call it now. I got a message that said, why Callis? Why are we doing this right now? They won the game. That's all that matters. It is what it is. It's not a big deal. There are no bonus points for throwing a no-hitter. Well, I would argue against that. I got a caller on the line now that wants to talk, so I'm going to take a minute to take this caller, but I'm going to argue against that mentality of there's no bonus points for this. There's no bonus points for throwing a no-hitter. Not tangibly, but I'll explain what I mean here in a minute. But let me take this caller, 412-928-9370. You're welcome to get a phone line as well. Good morning. What's your name?
Harry Callis. It's Vic. What's up, brother?
You know, I'm feeling a little weary this Friday. I'm not going to lie. It's not a an extra fun morning. But what's on your mind, sir?
On real, Harry, number one, if he had thrown, he did throw no hitter, you know, actually, because he didn't give me hits. But if he had got a chance to complete the game, Harry, man, can you imagine going into the All-Star game with a no-hitter behind you? The crowd would have been, they would have been standing outside to get a ticket. They would have been able to scout those tickets for whatever the price may have been. I think they should have let him continue. And, you know, he's built different. He's a big man in a kid's body, and he's a bulldog. So regardless of what he said, he wanted to go back out there. And let me ask you one more question real quick, bro. You're a baseball, you know everything about baseball. Do you know who the player is? Somebody asked me this morning, and I looked it up. I'm going to say I cheated. Who had two hits for two different a hit for two different teams in Major League Baseball?
In the same game?
In the same day.
Oh, the same day. Well, like somebody...
He was...
Was it somebody on the Pirates? I do remember hearing a story where a guy got traded to the opposing team and was able to bat.
No,
or maybe started a game with one team, traveled somewhere else, and was able to be there by the end of the other game?
Right. It was Joe Youngblood. He got a hit against the Phillies for the Mets. I mean, against the Cubs for the Mets. Then he was traded to the Expos and got a hit against the Phillies later in that day. I could not believe that when I saw that. I was like, wow, Joe Youngblood. Google it.
Well, whoops. All right, thank you for the call. I got to keep going. No, that is one of those interesting those stats, and I've heard something about that, but I did forget the name, so thank you for the call. And thank you for your opinion as well. Yeah, so he threw a no-hitter through seven innings, didn't get to complete the game, and that's what we're talking about now. Paul Skenes, seven complete innings of no-hit baseball, struck out 11 hitters. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Talking about why this is important, what you think about it, what your perspective of it is. Vic says, would have been great going into the All-Star break if, you know, the Pirates could have had that no-hitter. He's not going to play another series, so it's not directly into the All-Star break, but I get what he means. There is some momentum building to be done when you experience such an event. My opinion's still coming. I'll give you my explanation. Because I've heard both sides of it so far. We got, you know, it would have been an exciting moment from Vic. Somebody on X said, who cares, they won the game. So there's two sides to this. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Which side are you leaning towards? Got this caller now who wants to speak. So good morning. What's your name?
Hey, it's Jimmy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've noticed, not even in this game but other games, that Steen seems to get stronger as the game goes on. Plus, didn't he strike out 7 out of 8 late in the game?
I'm not exactly sure, but 11's still a lot no matter what. So that's...
Yeah, but like I said, I noticed him getting stronger as the game goes on. I think he loosens up late in the game, and then he just gets better. That's why I would have kept him in.
Sure. Jimmy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, fair explanation there. Seems to get stronger. Now, Derek Shelton said he was getting more tired. Jimmy says he seems to get stronger as he goes through games. That's Jimmy's perspective. Derek Shelton gave his perspective. Paul Skenes said he wanted to finish the game, but, you know, they got him on a program. That's what he said. I mean, the answer seems like the hesitation he has, it's such an interesting line from a guy who you feel like is a super competitor to just hear him say this. It's just off. Listen to him again, just one more time. Talking about Paul Skenes was asked, did he want to finish the game?
Paul, was there any part of you that wanted to go back out?
Yeah, I mean, definitely wanted to finish it, but, throwing every 6 days, 5 days, whatever it is now, definitely understand that side of it.
He understands the side of it that they're keeping him on a limit, but he wanted to finish the game. Shelton said he was tired, he was showing signs of fatigue, they had talked. Skenes was tired. Paul Skenes said, I wanted to finish it, but, you know, I understand that side of it where they throw me every 5 or 6 days and they got that thing. I don't love that. I don't love that. It makes me feel uneasy inside. With that answer that he gave, condescending what Shelton kind of said, where Skenes wanted to finish, but Shelton said he was too tired. 412-928-9370. Please react with me. We're doing that this morning. Got this caller on the line now who wants to talk. Good morning. What's your name? Hello.
Brian.
Okay, Brian, what's up?
Hey, so my big thing is, if you watch the game, I don't want to see him hurt later on down the road just because we wanted to see him pitch a no-hitter.
Okay.
I was seeing a fastball around 95, 96, a splitter at 91, 92. That just screams to me he's not feeling great seven innings in.
So you're with the crowd that says that it was okay that he got taken out?
Oh, 100%. I mean, when you see a guy whose fastball's been at 100, 101, and then 90 pitches in, you're seeing it at 95, 96. I think just visually he's tired. He's never going to say it. He's that kind of competitor. But I think if he can't get more than 96 on his fastball, he's not feeling it.
Okay. Brian, thank you for the call. I respect that opinion. All right, one more caller before I give my opinion on this. 412-928-9370. Get in line, though, because after I give my opinion, I'll keep taking yours as long as I can for this early morning show. This caller's up now. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Alex. How you doing, Charles?
Doing good. You're on the air. What's up?
I'm pretty upset, I'm not going to lie, about this scheme situation. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to hear your opinion on it. You know, the guy's had 11 starts so far. I mean, yesterday was his 11th start, I believe. And you know, he's out there shoving. And I want to know is when it really starts to matter. So we talk about an innings count, a pitch count. You know, we put this guy on limits. Well, when does it really matter? And we say, let's put this out the door and let's go get this win. What's your opinion on that? Because I feel like let's quit the limits here and let the guy be a major leaguer. You know, that's just where I'm at. Sorry, I'm just kind of frustrated about this.
No, that we can do that. You didn't yell, so that's very kind. I thank you for the call. No, as long as you don't scream at me at 5 o'clock in the morning, I mean, I'm fine. You can dissent. You can give your opinions. You can be frustrated. That's what we do on this show. We express our opinions in a healthy way. And then, you know, as the other shows go on, you know, that's when the chaos can start to erupt. But it's 5 a.m, right? It's too early to yell and to scream. Let's just give our opinions, and you know, we can either agree or agree to disagree. That's what I do on this show. So thank you for the call. Yeah, no issues there. No, that's fine. Your opinion is valid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm leaning on your side, though, so I guess I'll give my opinion now on this after hearing some of yours. You know, and I played those audio clips for you just to kind of to let you know where I stand, which I posted this on X yesterday as well. I said that this feels like some Steelers-level crossing up. Because normally you want to have, you know, the public relations of the team. If you're going to talk about stuff, you want to talk about things internally beforehand if you have the chance. Or you want to, you know, blindly have your players back and then your manager's back so that everything's on the same page. And those two comments right there where Shelton said he was tired, but Skeens said he could go longer. He wanted to finish the game. He felt fine to finish the game. It seems like a Steelers-level cross-up. We've noticed that with the Steelers, you know, all last season where one, you know, Tomlin would say one thing, but then the receivers would say another thing, or the running backs would say something about the coaching staff, and, you know, it was just bad. And this, I think, is the first sign that will get it reined in. I mean, this is the first sign, I think, of some dissent. Now, Paul Skenes, I mean, it's a really short answer. It's really, you know, it could be insignificant. It could be just a lot of speculation here, but it does seem like at least paying attention to that, that Shelton went out there and said, I made a decision because this guy was tired. I observed this guy was tired. We talked to him, and those are my observations. I made the decision as a manager to win the baseball game by taking him out. And that's one thing. The other side of it is Paul Skenes, who said, no, I wanted to finish it. And I think I could have, but they got me on a program, so I understand that side of it too. So now you've got a cross up there, right? So Paul Skenes did not seem tired, although his manager said, you know, he's tired. Now, that's not egregious, and, you know, the Steelers have had worse situations happen throughout their season, so I'm not making the full leap yet that they're the same. But that's something, I mean, that's the foundation of a huge cross-up and perhaps some dissenting from players. I hope doesn't get worse, but that's the start of it right there, an answer like that. That's the start of it. You've got a team right now that's still on the outside looking into the playoff race. They're not out of it, and they've been resilient enough to barely be in it without actually being in it. You know what I mean? They're in the race, but they're not in a playoff spot, and they haven't been all season, but they've been right around it. They've been very close. This team has had some very bad moments this season and very frustrating moments this season for how well they've done. And now you've got one of the most highly anticipated prospects, not just of the Pirates, but of the last, I'll say, 10 years. I'll say Bryce Harper was the last, like, huge prospect. Or Steven Strasburg, one of those two. That's about 10, 12 years ago that those two started coming around in the league. I mean, this is a highly anticipated guy. This is a pick that you got right. And I understand that injuries are a concern. But there's got to be a point where I think that entertainment takes over more than sometimes just the blind strategy and the blind plan that you have. Major League Baseball's had a problem for a little while that, you know, it's the old school, old-timey approach where everything's got to be overly classy. And there's the other side of it where, I mean, there's people that don't enjoy the advanced stats and the advanced metrics and the over-safety. I think you can find a middle ground between the two. It's nice to be classy about things. It's nice to appreciate the old parts of baseball while appreciating some of the newer hype, the newer parts, and, you know, appreciating statistics for what they are. There's a balance there that can be achieved. The balance is that you let Paul Skenes go out there because it would be entertaining to watch him pitch a no-hitter, and it could be a huge morale boost for a team that's seen some very low points this season. If you're asking me point blank, yes, I believe that him throwing a no-hitter may have been more important in this situation than getting a 1-0 win and winning a series like they have been all season. They're going back and forth. They lose series, they win series. They're in that monotonous stretch where they're not good enough right now to be in the playoffs. Give me a guy who's going to throw a no-hitter, boost the morale of the team, and make a little bit of history for this team that hasn't seen a no-hitter in a long time, or a singular no-hitter at that, since John Candelaria back in the 70s. I'm frustrated for that reason. I mean, and as a guy, too, who didn't get to see all the old-timey classic games, all the old-timey very good baseball teams that the Pirates threw out there in the 60s and the 70s, never got to see that. Paul Skenes makes me feel like I've got my own generation. Andrew McCutchen makes me feel like I have my own generation of players that I can be proud of for this Pirates team that struggled. So when you've got a guy out there who's as advertised, as dominant as he can be, as dominant as the league can hold, go out there, strike out 11, tell me he could go the eighth. and he's throwing a no-hitter. I don't care what the program says. I don't care what the numbers say. I don't care what schedule he's on. It doesn't matter to me. Because you had an opportunity there that doesn't come around very often. You had a rarity that could be achieved. You had the opportunity to entertain your fans beyond any other moment that could possibly happen during the year, short of them winning a World Series or making it at least deep through the playoffs. You had a moment there that could have excited the fans, the players on the team, and added to the history that Paul Skeens is already creating, not even a full year in to his Major League Baseball tenure. And you took that opportunity by the wayside, and I wouldn't be as frustrated because I kind of understand the fatigue thing. I understand you want to win a baseball game. But for all the decisions Shelton's made before that seem like he botched some of these games, you'd think he'd take a risk in this case to potentially sacrifice a win to put this team in the ultimate, you know, give them the ultimate feeling of having a no-hitter thrown by a guy who really is becoming the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. And I hope I said that well enough, and I feel like I'm going to cry now. It's tough. And if Paul Skeens didn't say that he wanted to go back out there, I think, okay, fine, he's tired. Shelton's telling the truth. But there's just a doubt planted in my mind now, a seed of doubt planted in my mind, because Skeens said he was tired. Skeens said he wasn't tired, while Shelton said he was tired. And there's that conflict. You know, give me one thing. Give us one thing to take pride in this season. That's my opinion on it. Give us one thing to take pride in this season. That's all I ask. For a season that's been subpar so far, had some good moments, but had some really bad moments, give me like a great, extraordinary moment. Okay. Thank you for listening to my rant. I usually don't get that passionate this early in the morning, but that's something I'm passionate about. Give us the good moments when you have the opportunity to do so. I think that I've run out of time to talk, so I'm just going to give you fan weather right now. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, it's going to be warm again. It'll be a high of 90, low of 63. Tomorrow, high of 92, low of 67. Clear skies expected all throughout the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.